One of the unforgettable movie moments of the 1970s featured actor Joe Don Baker doing major damage with a big stick. Now, Walking Tall is back, or rather it's been remade, this time starring wrestler-turned-actor The Rock. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan is underwhelmed.
The 1973 Walking Tall was hardly a masterpiece, but its based-on-fact story of a man who took the law into his own hands when his town turned into a sinkhole of iniquity became a B-picture classic. That's why it inspired two theatrical sequels, a TV movie, and a short-lived network series. The 2004 version is unlikely to duplicate that level of success. For one thing, the new film has altered the hero's iconic name. Buford Pusser is now Chris Vaughn.
I grew up in this town. People used to walk tall in this town.
While Pusser had a loyal wife, Vaughn has the standard-issue exotic dancer girlfriend who looks good playing action scenes in bright red underwear. The film's director, Kevin Bray, even wanted to change the sheriff's trademark stick to an aluminum baseball bat. More 21st century, he said. Thank God wiser heads prevailed. The real divergence between the two talls, however, is that though they seem similar, they actually come from completely different filmmaking traditions. The original Walking Tall was one of the last gasps of the venerable B-picture. Low-budget genre films, mastered by such directors as Val Lewton and Edgar G. Ulmer. Walking Tall's director, Phil Carlson, had a lifetime of experience doing films with names like Scandal Sheet, Five Against the House, and the cult classic The Phoenix City Story. These films did not cost a lot of money, but their creators often believed there was no reason they could not be made with craft, integrity, and individuality. Some of them were even good. The new Walking Tall, by contrast, comes out of the modern studio factory system. The film has five producers, two executive producers, and four writers whose script was based on yet another writer's 30-year-old original. Yeah! Almost everything about the new Walking Tall screams that it was made on the cheap, from a group of co-stars whose most prominent member is Johnny Knoxville.
Underneath that badge is the same guy who couldn't make it playing college football and apparently couldn't make it in the Army and not really going to ever make it as a cop.
To a Pacific Northwest setting that allowed for filming in less expensive Canada. The image of The Rock standing tall in the poster for Walking Tall is powerful and persuasive. Too bad you can't say the same for the film.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.